The new season at Chattanooga Theater Center begins later this week with a romantic comedy by Neil Simon, a production sidelined when the pandemic hit in March of last year. Barefoot in the Park, about a young newlywed couple in New York City in the 1960s, premieres Friday and runs through Sunday, October 10th. Aaron Skelly-Holderman plays Corey, and Scott Dunlap is the director. Aaron, Scott, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
At last, Barefoot in the Park here at CTC. This was sidelined, to say the least, because of the pandemic.
Yes, a year and a half in the making. Finally, it's happening.
Yes, it's very exciting. Like, coming back to this show after being gone for so long, we were really worried. We were like, are we going to remember how to do this show? Like, what's happening? And we got it back up on its feet. And within the first couple of days, it's like, oh, this feels so great. It's so good to be doing this again.
And you were a newcomer to CTC.
I was. This was my very first production. I hadn't done theater for a long time. I'd gone to UTC and done theater, but I hadn't done it, been an actor since then. And I was like, I love this show. I think it's so funny and sweet. And I was like, I really want to audition for this show. And I auditioned, and Scott chose me, which is amazing. And we rehearsed it, and then it dropped, and I was like, well, okay, I guess I'll just wait a little bit longer.
Well, you have had time to think about whenever you circle around to staging it, after all, how you're going to play it. And I'm curious, because this is a Neil Simon work. This is an early hit of his, set in 1963 in New York City. How do you approach a role like this? You're playing Corey, which I remember from the movie was played by Jane Fonda.
Yes, iconic Jane Fonda. She's amazing. When you come to a role like this that's been done so many times by so many amazing actors, it's just one of those things where I'm going to be who I think that it is. And while I don't know what it's like to live in the 1960s or live in New York, I do have the experience of being a young married person trying to make it and live. When my husband and I first got married, we were in our early 20s and we lived in a tiny little rundown apartment kind of thing. So it's drawing from my own experiences of what married life is like.
And then Scott, what is it like to stage this iconic work? There was a revival on Broadway in the past generation, but still.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. It's one of my favorite shows. I remember it growing up, seeing the film. There was actually even a recording way back in the days, early days of HBO, there was a live recording with John Boy playing Paul.
This would be Richard Thomas, who played John Boy on The Waltons.
Yes.
Who then went on to a successful career on stage and playing this role.
Yeah. So I remember seeing that as a kid, and it was one of actually my first experiences of seeing live theater, even though it wasn't live. It was like, oh, this is different than a movie. This works differently. And so it's always been a favorite of mine. We had no idea that we would be where we are now. It seemed like a quaint little piece. You know, you have people who are just getting to know each other, even though they just got married. They're inhabiting the same space for the first time and learning each other's quirks. That seemed very quaint in February of 2020. And now, after we have isolated and quarantined and been in the same space with people who we do know really well, but have not spent that much time together, it kind of rings true a little bit. I told the cast the other day, so this is the love story of an introvert and an extrovert. And regardless of whether you've been together for 30 years or for 3 weeks, this is about that struggle and figuring out how you're going to work together. And I said, invariably, the introverts and extroverts are attracted to each other for whatever reason. And it always seems to be that opposites attract. And that is a tell as old as time. It's been interesting seeing it through fresh eyes from when we first started to picking it back up and saying, this actually kind of has a truthfulness to it I wasn't aware of.
And that should be considered the mark of a great work with longevity, that it can be performed again and again by different generations, for different generations, and whatever the current generation is experiencing in real time, they can take something away from that great work that is meant to be timeless in a way, even if it is set in a particular place and time, New York City in the 1960s with a fifth floor walk-up.
Right. Relevance is a vital part of theater. It's what keeps it going and why we do explore these roles and these stories over and over again.
And then as far as how this is being staged, given the protocols that CTC is following at this time. Tell us more about that.
So all of our actors are vaccinated. We will not have masks on stage. We are performing in the Circle, which is our smaller space. The stage is in the same room as the audience. We don't have the proscenium to divide you. We're all in it together. So for that reason, we are also asking that the audience is vaccinated. This is the first time we've done that, but because of the Delta variant, because of the closeness of the space, we felt like that was important. And to protect our volunteer actors and protect our audience members, we are also masking during the show. The audience will wear masks as well.
There's putting on a show, and then there's always the show behind the show, which you are both and the others are all very involved in at this point. And I was just thinking back to what you were saying earlier, how appropriate this work is for the audience members who are getting reacquainted with one another. You all are on that journey yourselves behind the scenes in putting on this show.
Absolutely. I will say it's interesting. You know, people think that theater folks are all extroverts, and there are some who are a little extroverts. But
we know who we're talking about. We know who we've all worked with.
Oh, and they know who they are too. and they know what they did. But I gathered a bunch of introverts together. And so it was interesting. The first go around, everybody was sort of, you know, to themselves. But this time, surprisingly, even the introverts have kind of come out of their shell. It has been a really pleasant experience getting to be around other people who share your same love.
It was really interesting being a newcomer to the theater. It's always scary stepping into a new place, just like, how do these people act? How are they going to respond to how I am and things like that? So I know my first go around, I was very concerned about making sure that I was more controlled or things like that. And I did kind of keep to myself more. But after coming back to it and realizing that we've all been through this together and that we do get to come back and do it again, I want that opportunity to connect and be with people and really get to know my castmates and be friends with them and learn all I can about them.
And for people who want to connect, who want to come out and see the show, where can they go online? Where can they call?
You can find us at theatercenter.com, or you can call our box office at 423-267-8534.
All right. Scott, Aaron, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.